Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioners hold public hearing to hear comment on possible uses of funds from the Opioid Settlement Fund. At Tuesday's Campbell County Commissioners meeting, grant specialist Kristen Young and the commissioners requested public input on ways Campbell County could use the funds granted to the county from the National Opioid Settlement Fund. In 2021, nationwide settlements were reached to resolve all opioid litigation brought by states against the three largest pharmaceutical distributors, McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen, as well as manufacturer Janssen Pharmaceuticals and its parent company Johnson & Johnson. The national settlements have been finalized and payments have begun. In all, the distributors will pay up to $21 billion over 18 years, and Johnson & Johnson will pay an additional $5 billion over no more than 9 years. The state of Wyoming Attorney General was tasked with setting criteria for what programs and services the funds could be used for. Funds can be used for treatment, prevention, services for children, and first responders. Campbell County's current cut of the fund so far is $298,400. Early in the process, a committee of government entities who could possibly benefit from these funds was established. The committee was comprised of representatives from Public Health, Adult Treatment Court, Juvenile Treatment Court, the Sheriff's Office, Gillette Police Department, Campbell County Fire Department, Executive Director Denton Knapp, and Campbell County attorneys. An additional settlement has been established since more companies have settled the nationwide lawsuits, which means the county could be receiving more funds. The deadline to decide how those funds will be distributed is April 18th. Residents who represent various drug-related programs in Gillette made suggestions about the use. The director of Personal Frontiers, Kay Guire, told commissioners they are in need of funds for their medication-assisted treatment program. Guire said the program was initially started with a Daniels Fund grant, but had since lost the funding due to issues with the previous executive director. She said minus the medication costs, the program takes around $50,000 a year to operate. The program coordinator of the Adult Treatment Court, Chad Beeman, stressed the need for a residential facility for mental health and drug treatment programs in Gillette. This would ensure staff would be available around the clock to administer and attend to medical needs of the patients at the facility. Beeman talked about how our local jail is often filled with individuals who are being held due to a mental health issue due to their lack of treatment facilities in the state to treat their needs. Commissioner Del Shellstead said Governor Mark Gordon recently made the commitment to obtaining federal money to help create residential treatment facilities in the state of Wyoming due to it being a statewide issue. Downtown Business District receives National Historic designation. During the city council meeting on Tuesday evening, representatives from the Gillette Historic Preservation Commission announced to the council the latest property in Gillette to be listed on the National Historic Register of Historic Places. Commission members Robert Henning, Lucas Freilich, and Chairman Mary Kelly told the council they had received notification that Gillette's downtown district has been designated as a downtown historic district through the registry. The National Register of Historic Places is the official list of the nation's historic places worthy of preservation. Authorized by the National Historic Preservation Act of 1966, the National Park Service's National Register of Historic Places is a part of a national program to coordinate and support public and private efforts to identify, evaluate, and protect America's historic and archaeological resources. The downtown district in Gillette includes all buildings south of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad tracks on both sides of South Gillette Avenue from 1st Street to 7th Street. The Gillette Historic Preservation Commission was created as a city board in 2015 to protect, enhance, and document significant historical, archaeological, and architectural buildings and landmarks in Gillette and the surrounding areas. Since its inception, the commission has been successful getting two other buildings on the registry. The original City Hall and Post Office both have been added to the National Registry. Chairman Kelly said these historical designations are important for many reasons, including to help boost tourism. One of the perks of the designation is the placement of a sign on I-90 to alert tourists of the historical landmarks within the city. The commission is currently working to get the WPA building in Complex Park on the National Registry as well. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.